that fullness of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Would you just stand together? Let's praise Him. Praise His fullness, Lord. Everything we need. We are complete, God. We are complete. No matter where we are, no matter what we go through, no matter what the status of life is, no matter the circumstances and the situations, You never change. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise that never-changing God. You're faithful. You're powerful. Oh, God, You're holy. You're unique. You're far beyond and above all others. Thank God. Thank God. And He is worthy of all of that. Amen. And you may be seated. Thank God for the church. He built it. He bought it. He baptizes it like He is tonight with His presence and His power and His blessings. Where would we be without the Lord? And where would we be without His church? Our 2021 theme is Be the Church. That's been a consistent desire. I look back and I've seen it in writings about APC. I've seen it in letters and emails and other correspondences and in other presentations. It's been our consistent desire as a church that APC be the church that God wants us to be. In the latter part of every year, sometime between August and December, we begin to focus and consider for the upcoming year's theme. There's prayer. There's consideration. There's dialogue. I ask for input from our pastoral team and staff. During some of the considerations for this year's theme, Brother Brad and I were discussing 2020, the year we were in, and then 2021. In one of those discussions, he mentioned some thoughts and impressions that were impacting him and were moving him to different actions and in times of prayer. Our theme really is a thought that was planted in his spirit during those times. And here, as we introduce our theme tonight at the beginning, I'm going to ask him to come and share what he sensed and how God directed and dealt with him about APC's 2021.
Thank you, Pastor Williford. And I thought today, I want to note and I want to say it publicly how thankful I am for our leadership team and for a church that not only involves the next generation and the ones coming, but that generation and my generation, the ones coming after me, are part of the vision of this church. We know and recognize that they are the church. And so thankful today that each year our generation is involved and the ones coming after involved in the vision of Apostolic Pentecostal Church. In fact, this theme that you see before you, Be the Church, really settled in my spirit personally during our youth week last year, during which this church, as it always does, rallied behind our students and we got back to the basics together. As Pastor noted, we began to discuss our upcoming theme for 2021 and the possibilities that we could implement, and the theme that you see on the screen, which focuses around our identity and focuses around who we are, it just seemed to rise to the top, and it's been affirmed in our hearts and even by other leaders in our movement. I was thinking back this week about how it initially developed in our spirits, and surprisingly, I remember that it surfaced really before the pandemic even started. In fact, the last Sunday that we were all able to gather together in March, I happened to preach about the church being a hospital and being a place for the broken. And that identity point really stood out to me, and you all demonstrated the church as a hospital that day, as you've done on so many other days. And then, of course, the pandemic started. And I truly feel like we began to receive clarity about what really constitutes the church. Now, that's not to say that we were not clear on the makeup of the church before that time, but when you are forced to live this without having any services and any church gatherings and any church events, you realize how critical it is to be the church and not just to attend church services. We all learned collectively very quickly in that month of April. And I thank God that we, though we weren't able to gather together in the building or worship together in this sanctuary, that we never ceased to be the church, even though we weren't able to gather here together. We were never not the church, even through the pandemic. Being the body of Christ does not hinge on being in a building together. We began to see that more than we ever had before. In fact, I would contend that we probably had a clearer picture of what the church really is during that season, when we were compelled to be the church in our homes and on our job sites more than we had ever been before. We started to see the true identity of the church, the strength of the body, with everything from virtual church services and families worshiping together in their living rooms, everything from that to grocery runs and food supplies for fellow members of the body. I remember just being blown away at the strength of the body, the willingness to look beyond ourselves and to the needs of others. It was the embodiment of Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. It says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. We saw the church exemplify these characteristics, especially in that season. We saw APC face the challenge head on and just simply be the church. I know it's a personal reference, but it meant a tremendous deal to me. It still does. I was sitting in my office on April 1st, and Amber Williford came. Me and Roger were sitting in there, my brother-in-law. She said, hey, can you guys help me? I need you to help me move something outside. I told the story later that tears, and I mean this, when they shot out of my eyes instantly when I saw the first cars of that car parade that came around for my birthday that day. It is still one of my favorite memories on one of my birthdays, and I thought at the height of a pandemic, all these wonderful people showed up and just made my year. And I know not every one of us got a car parade, but we saw the love and the strength of the body firsthand in many ways during those weeks. In all honesty, seeing that really prompted me to preach a message in April, and the title was just simply, I Love the Church. As Brother Victor Jackson mentioned in Mark at our March at our district conference, the bride of Christ showed her true colors and her true identity in the midst of all that chaos. And it could be accurately said that we saw a picture of the church in 2020 that many of us had never seen before in our lifetimes. We saw a body remain intact and even grow stronger despite social distancing and stay-at-home orders. We saw families pray and worship together in their homes for the first time, or maybe for the first time for doing it a certain way or doing it with a certain method. We saw members of the body connect with others that they had never interacted with before. We saw a church family that did not waver in their faith and didn't waver in their faithfulness and even in their giving to the church and to one another despite economic setbacks. Our benevolence offering this year is proof of this all the more, just a very strong and incredible benevolence offering that we took up in December. We saw the church be the church. And I'm certain that this was a key inspiration for our theme for this year. As I mentioned earlier, going into the summer months, the call to get back to the basics of spirituality really settled in my heart. And we challenged our young people to do the same during our youth week in September. And right around that time, Pastor mentioned our discussion for our 2021 theme really ramped up. And this similar theme of getting back to what makes the church really the church just jumped out at us. I'd already discussed with Pastor the possibility of this being our mission for this upcoming year. And around that same time, Brother Bernard came and he preached here at APC. In his opening remarks, this is what he said. He actually voiced our theme in both services while we were talking about it. It wasn't even the topic of his message, if you will remember, but he said it emphatically in both services. He just said, we just have to be the church. We have to be the church that God has called us to be, even in the face of the pandemic and the chaos that's around us. My eyes lit up. I was standing over here and I was writing notes. I'm writing, be the church. Well, yeah, yeah, you know, I'm all excited. Then in a later post that he authored, he echoed the same words and even referenced it in a board meeting that Pastor was attending later, about a month later. And all of this, along with multiple affirmations, including Brother Carden's message this past Sunday morning, just sealed in our hearts that our mission for 2021 is to simply be the church. We're going to be the church. This is our theme. It's our marching orders. It's our rallying cry. It's our identity. We're going to be the church in this building. And we're going to be the church outside of this building. We're going to be the church when we're at home. We're going to be the church when we're in our neighborhood and our communities. We're going to be the church when we're on the job and in the classroom and at the grocery store. We're even going to be the church when we go to Walmart. We're going to live out who we already are. We're going to exemplify our identity and what makes the church truly the church. In fact, I put together this graphic of synonyms and attributes of the church several weeks ago to emphasize what I'm talking about. Brother Eric, if you wouldn't mind putting that up there, I'll read some of these out to you. You may not be able to read the small font, but we're going to be the body. We're going to be the bride. We're going to be the light and a beacon of hope. We're going to be apostolic. We're going to be Pentecostal. We're going to be Christians. We're going to be believers. We're going to be faithful and united and servant-minded. We're going to be disciple makers. We're going to be peacemakers. We're going to be a family. We're going to be a temple. We're going to be a refuge. We're going to be a hospital. We are going to be the church. And I know all those attributes and the many, many others that could be folded into that list, it might seem overwhelming, but they are all rolled up in what it means to be His body, of which He is obviously the head. These are not just action words. These are not just daily challenges, even though they are both of those. These represent our identity. It's who we are. That identity stems directly from the head of the church, Jesus Christ Himself, who's also our chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:19 tells us, "Now therefore you're no longer strangers or foreigners. Instead, this is your identity now. You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole body, being fit together, grows into a holy temple." And we haven't arrived yet. We're still growing into who God wants us to be. "In whom you also are being built together." Everyone say together. "For a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Every one of those attributes I mentioned earlier and so many more are rolled into that identity. And it's an identity that's built upon Jesus Christ Himself. Once you were made a new creature, just like Brother Carden preached Sunday, once you were baptized in the body, you put off that old identity and you put on a new one. So you're no longer a stranger, you're no longer a foreigner, you're no longer an outcast. Now you're a fellow citizen, now you're a child of God, now you're a member of the family, now you're a member of the body. That's just who you are, which is why you do what you do. This is our collective identity since we are being built together. It's also an identity we saw surface in a new and powerful way in 2020, as well as one that we've carried with us ever since we were adopted into this family of God. We don't just do church on Sundays and Wednesdays. We are the church every day of the week. In fact, I know our pastor will reference this in a moment. There's a reason the word "be" is emphasized in our graphic. Thank you to Sister Christy Scott for developing that, because it showcases the point that we're trying to get across. And she explained that to me as she was putting this together. And I thought, okay, yeah, let's go for that. That looks awesome. That's what we're trying to get across, that we're not just doing something. We're being the church. The church isn't just something we attend or something we frequent a couple times a week. The church is who we are. It's inherent in our makeup. It's inherent in the fibers of our being. That's why no pandemic or stay-at-home orders or unrest or political division or economic instability ought to be able to derail or to disband the church. It's just embedded in who we are. None of those things are able to uproot that from our identity and from our collective composition. In other words, there's no storm and there's no trial and there's no worldwide circumstance that's going to stop us or rob us from our identity. Actions and maybe even disciplines may or may not change, but who we are will not change, especially when we are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. When Jesus Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone, this temple, Not just this one, but this one. This house, this dwelling place of God and the Spirit. It's not going anywhere. We heard it Sunday that we're tailor-made for troubled times. I keep referencing that because it just spoke to who we are, Brother Carden. We've been built upon something, or rather upon someone who is sure and who is immovable. And we are built and designed as the church even for troubled times. So in the face of it all, in the face of whatever the coming year or years may bring, we're going to simply be the church. We're going to be who we've always been. The church of the living God. And of a God who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're going to be the church who continues steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers. We're going to be a church who is one body and individually members of one another, according to Romans 12. We're going to be a church that's rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, as we've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We're going to be the bride, the body, apostolic, Pentecostal church. Just before our pastor comes and shares his vision, heart for 2021, I want to relay a story that just encapsulates what I'm referencing tonight in a small but powerful way. During the middle of stay-at-home order in April, the youth group logged on to Zoom for our 220 live services. It was very early in our Zoom experience. We were still trying to figure everything out, how the program operates, what our services look like to a group of virtual students, or a virtual group of students, rather. During one of those first services with everyone scattered across the city and the uncertainty that was there, and I'm still trying to mute and unmute people and figure all that out, we decided to take prayer requests, spend some time in prayer. Prayer is essential. It's essential whether we're in the building or out of the building. It's part of who we are and our identity. It still works whether we're in the building or not. Case in point was one of our young ladies was walking through a battle that night. In her spirit and in her family. She told me later that she logged onto that call, but she was struggling with intense anxiety before she got on the call. And while she was on it, just struggling with that anxiety, but she asked us to pray anyway. And I can't tell you that some extreme spark of inspiration hit me in that moment. We were just being the church. We pray. It's what we do. We cover one another. We stopped right then and there and we all prayed over her for several moments. We couldn't lay hands on her, obviously, but the church rallied and the body prayed over and we covered our own. And dozens of miles away, sitting in a room, that young lady told me later, she sent me a text. And as we prayed, immediately that anxiety dissipated and she was able to have peace right there in her room, right there in that moment, despite not even being physically connected to the rest of us. The church does not stop being the church when we leave these walls. This is just who we are. So this year of 2021 and beyond, we're going to make it our mission. We're going to be the church. We're going to be the body. We're going to be who God has called us to be. If you'll do that, if you'll align yourself with that mission, our pastor's going to come in just a moment, but I would like us to pray. And he may have us do this all over again, but I asked him if I could do this. If you want to make that your commitment this year, maybe you've got other New Year's resolutions, but I wonder if you just put this one at the top of your list right now. And as he comes, would you just lift your hands and your voice and make that your commitment right now? Use your own words, but God, help me, Lord, more than ever before in this season, this time. I commit to you, Lord, that I'm going to be the church. I'm going to be the bride. I'm going to be your body. And I'm not just going to be it when I'm in these walls, Lord, or I'm at this location. I'm going to be the church tomorrow and the next day, Lord. I'm going to be the church on the job site when all there is darkness and all there is turmoil, Lord. I'm going to be the church in the middle of darkness, God. I'm going to be a light and a beacon of hope and a disciple maker. We make that commitment tonight as your church that we are going to be the church. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be a part of the body. We honor you tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Brother Brad. The purpose of our 2021 theme, Be the Church, is to focus and direct and prompt us to what it really means to be the church. I guess the priority word in the theme is church. But a very operative word there, and a key word, is be. Part of being the church does mean going to church as we have come here tonight. But you know that it is possible and probable that we come to the church building and can go through the motions. How many times have we found ourselves singing and then reflecting back of what was I just singing? Or praying and what was I really just saying or praying? Or it's very easy to be distracted and to be looking around and observing other things. It's possible just to come to the building and to go through the motions of just being here. But then we leave the purpose and we leave the mission in that service or in the building. But the truth is, it's more than just going to church. It is going to church. Brother Michael Lindsay made this statement, we can't have good church and forget to be the church. And I'm going to stop right there and say I am so very thankful for good church that we have. Good services, the freedom and the liberty. This congregation, you allow the freedom of the Holy Ghost. And I know that leadership has a responsibility to respond to that. But a leader could feel shackled. A leader could feel burdened or weighted by other things that are going on or worried about a non-response of the church. Whether they should be or shouldn't be, that is the reality. But you make it very easy to lead a church in the ways and in the gifts of the Spirit. We can have good church. We need to have good church. But we cannot forget to be the church. That's what's giving us good services, being the church when we're here and when we're not. It's our lifestyle that flows into our services, and then our good services flows back out into our lifestyle. While being the church is more than going to church, God intends for us to be the church everywhere. At work, we are the church. At work, you are the church. You are being the church. At the grocery store, at the bank. I love that illustration Brother Gleason mentioned in his book about the one believer who said, I go to the grocery store to meet people for Jesus Christ, and while I'm there, I pick up a few groceries. They had the emphasis of, I want to be the mission. And I want to activate and operate what God intends for us to activate and operate. One of the definitions, it was on the top left of the slide that Brother Brad gave to us, the body of Christ. God used that illustration purposefully because a body is meant to be active and to operate and to move. This is how God sees the church. You know, if we're going to be the church, it helps us to know how to define the church or how God sees the church. So the church, or being the church, is not just an attitude that we adopt when we come through the doors of the church building. But we, as the people of God, can be the church and be His mission at all times, everywhere that we are. And that's what this theme focuses us toward, and that is being, activating, operating, living out the life of Christ, the principles of Christ, the values of Christ, and the purpose of Christ, which He said was to seek and to save this world. Being the church means that God's purpose of salvation, reconciliation, and restoration become the filter, if you please, or the priority through which every activity and every action and every prayer and every ministry of APC should be processed. Why do we have a church service? Because God wants to restore. God wants to save. You just heard the testimony in a service that was a Zoom service. But as he said, you can be the church whether you're physically together in a building or meeting via media somehow in some way. The purpose of having a ministry, the purpose of having women's ministry, men's ministry, music ministry, our Spanish ministry, prayer ministry, the purpose of all of that is for restoration and reconciliation. We can't afford in this day and time, really any day and time, to just do things to be doing them. Doing them because they're new or doing them because they're old. But at the core of everything must be this purpose of Jesus Christ. That's what being the church is. Salvation. Oh, that somebody in this place would have their salvation restored or strengthened tonight. Somebody viewing online could be restored and renewed and redeemed by the power of the Lord. That's why we're here. We're not here just to go through the motions. We're not here just to go through our apostolic routines and the things that we do as traditions and ritual. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But at the core and as the filter of everything, when we're deciding, are we going to do this? It needs to connect somehow to the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ. You would call that being missional. And we'll use that term and we'll use that phrase many times throughout this year. I'd like for you to consider it and think about that term of being missional. That does not refer to specific activities of the church, but it's our very essence. It's our very purpose. It's our identity. It's a part of our mindset. Let his purpose, I want to talk a little bit about what it looks like to be the church. Here's part of what it looks like. Letting his purposes, restoration, redemption, salvation, healing, all of those and more. Let that be the filter of our decisions and our choices. Let it be the filter and the priority of our lifestyle. How we spend our time. Does it flow to the mission of God? Does it flow to the purpose of restoration? How we spend our money. How we spend our lives. Also, let it be the filter of how we treat and interact with others in the body of Christ and outside the body of Christ. Think about this question with me. What do your words and actions say about the church on your job? What do your words and actions say about the church in your neighborhood or wherever else it is that you may be? Could a person in search of God, hear me everybody, souls are important. Could a person that is in search of God follow you and find him? That's what being the church is all about. Finding strength and help. Let his purposes guide and be the filter of how we conduct our ministries here at APC, our activities, our meetings, our outreach endeavors, our church services. We must pray for and be intentional in planning events and ministries and services to align them with the purposes of God, salvation and restoration, emotional and spiritual healing. Making being the church a lifestyle is all important because this being the church is for all of us. Here's why. There are no part-time Christians. It's time to be all in and be the church. When someone is one way at church and has one set of values at church, and then another set of values in other times and other areas of their life, they fail to reach that place of really being the church. It can be said they go to church. But there is a deeper dimension that God wants, and that is for us to be his church. And I would say to all of us, and I appeal to you now, do not excuse yourself. Do not excuse those that you are responsible for. I cannot excuse you as the spiritual leader of this church. You cannot excuse others that are underneath your spiritual leadership. from applying these concepts and these priorities and these filters to reflect His purpose and to actually be the church. Instead, I want to make this appeal to every one of us. Let's help each other. I'll just admit to you, as a pastor holding up the vision and the principles and the values of God and His Word, I need your help. Now, I need to do it on my own. I need to stand on my own two feet. But I'm telling you, it sure helps a lot when somebody encourages you. And we need to encourage one another. Help them to be the church. Don't question them. Don't look at them cynically. Don't speak skeptically about them. But let them be the church. If they are discipling, if they are praying, if they are fasting, when they are speaking words of faith, let them be the church and help one another. And I also know these kind of adjustments are not automatic. I'm glad we've got all year long for this theme. Not because it's going to take that for you, but it's going to take it for me. Because we're a work in progress. And God's church is a work in progress. We're not perfect or we'd already be up there. But that's the reason there's praying like there's going to be next week and fasting like there's going to be next week and there's preaching and there's teaching and there's your personal devotions and all of that, because it's a journey and it's a process. The reason it is because we still deal with the flesh. No matter how full of the Holy Ghost we are still flesh. And it won't come automatic to you next week to make a time of prayer every day. It won't feel good. Here's a word of encouragement. It won't be easy to fast next week. That's a great word of encouragement. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm just telling you, we know it. We're dealing with flesh. And it's very easy to say, oh, okay, I'll just get it another time. Or I get hungry when I fast. Divine revelation. And I just feel like I can't, and really the answer to some of that is just don't want to deny the flesh. But all of that is part of the work in process. It won't be automatic, but I'll quickly add to that, we can do it. God would not expect something of us or call us to be the church without equipping us to be the church. You and I can be the church. I can be the church. You can be the church. We can evangelize. We can disciple. We can pray. We can fast. We can worship. We can obey. We can be holy. We can do it all. We learned in 2020. That if our regular scheduled church service format is taken from us, we can still have church. We can still feel His presence. We can still be the church. We receive reports of people saying the presence of God swept into that room where we were gathered together. There was people speaking in tongues. There were healings, as you just heard about. Individuals were miraculously healed. And I'm going to tell you what, we live in a day, yes, there needs to be physical healing, but what you heard about a while ago was an emotional healing. And we are living in a day of great pressure and great stress and crises and events like we heard about today going on in our world. But I want to speak a word of faith to this church. Do not let fear seize you. Don't let fear seize you. We need to let the Word of God be our guiding influence. I'm going to tell you, I never seen like I saw last year. The pinball machine effect, I call it. People were all over the map about whether or not Corona was real, whether or not you should wear a mask, who was going to be the president, and you just name it, I mean, emotions came shooting out like fireworks. Here's our guiding influence, the word of a God who is wise, who is loving, who is just, who is the Prince of Peace, and a God of order. That's the answer to what happened today. That is the answer. The word of God. And I tell you what else, we gotta be very careful. We've always had to be careful with our words, but now we gotta be careful with what we post. What we say. Verbally, social media, otherwise. Our response, our filter should be, I wanna be the church. Listen, we are not trying to be a Republican church. We're not trying to be a Democratic church. We're not trying to be a liberal church or a conservative church or a Caucasian or a black or a Hispanic church. We're trying to be the church of the living God. And things like that happened today are going to test our mettle. And it's not going to be the only thing that's going to happen. There are going to be more events like this, more and more and more. We need to be the church with our social media post. We need to be the church with our attitude. It doesn't matter where we come down and what side we come down. Where does he come down? I'm going to tell you what, I've seen folks hold on with a bulldog grip to the way they thought it ought to be, and they're somewhere wandering off the pathway of God's eternal word today. We're trying to be the church. And here's something else, just remember, God is still in control. No matter the events that happen in Washington, D.C., in our capital. And let me just say, we need to add that to our prayer list next week. No, don't wait till next week. You've probably already been praying about it. We need to go to the Lord. Brother Andrew, thank you for leading us in that prayer. This isn't some little protocol that we go through. Oh, we ought to pray for our nation. Our nation is in a desperate place, and we need the help of Almighty God. And you know what? He wants to give it. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, I'll heal. Do you still believe that promise? He said, if my people will, I will. Come on. Oh, I feel faith rising in this place. If my people will, that's us folks. I will, he said. And so don't fear. He's in control. You know, I found out as we were praying for my brother-in-law, Roy, it's where it really came to me. I'd noticed it before, and it came to my mind before, but it came so with so much emphasis. And then with Brother Holman, it's one thing to say he's in control. It's another thing to accept his control, especially when the outcome is not our preference. But he is in control. He does all things well. He knows what's happening in your life. Woo! I want you to get ready to pray for one another. He knows what's happening in your life. It's not lost on him. He knows. And part of being the church is having that burden and that sensitivity to say, I may be well today, but I'm going to pray for my brother or sister who is not doing so well. Or even if I'm not doing so well, I don't want to wallow in some pity party. I need strength. I need the help of God. But I can still reach out to somebody that has a need. That's what being the church is all about. God, that word be up there, that is the operative word. Being the church means taking it outside these four walls. I want to go on record. I think last year was good for us. Now, if I would have had the choice at the beginning, I wouldn't have chosen it. But I don't know everything like God does. And I can sit around and complain and sit around and say, I know we all prefer to be together. What a great crowd tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness. And thanks to all of you watching online. Somebody told me the other day, said, you know, I really like it when everybody's together. They hadn't been here too much in the split services. Kind of what that said to me is, I kind of prefer us all being together. Well, we all do. But faithfulness doesn't stop with an alphabetical division. This church came through in wonderful giving. Stewardship is being the church in giving continues whether or not there's an offering bag coming down your roll or not. None of that had to be there for us to just say, you know what? I'm going to be the church. I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to be operative. I'm going to live it out. I want it to come out in my acts. Being the church, really, probably, I know this theme is going to have an impact on us here while we're gathered together, because being the church means praying and worshiping and all of that. But it really, really is going to have its effect out there. Somebody one time said, you know, we may have some of our wording mixed up. We call these church services. Really, service in the church is out there. Serving those who need restoration. You know somebody that needs restoration. You know somebody that needs salvation. Push away the plate for a meal or two. Get that burden and go to the Lord in prayer. You are not a fool for a name coming to your mind and all of a sudden you just stopping whatever you're doing and praying for that individual. We never know what somebody's going through. I believe that all of us have had God speak our names to somebody at a very crucial and a critical moment, and they responded by being the church. They didn't have to be during prayer request time. It didn't have to be in a certain call prayer meeting. God may do it in the middle of the night. He may do it in the middle of the morning. He may do it in the middle of the afternoon. But we are going to be the church. Stand with me if you would, please, right now. We're going to be the church. Praise God. Woo. We're going to be the people of faith. We're going to be the people that exemplify the fruit of God and the fruit of the Spirit. One of those fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Hear me, everybody. Be a sower of peace. Being the church means not to divide. I'm not talking about necessarily dividing the church. I'm talking about anywhere. To divide or so any kind of a schism or division. But wherever you are, sow peace, righteousness, and joy. The Bible says about Joshua, the servant who served alongside Moses. Everybody else had left, and even Moses exited the tent of glory. But it said that Joshua remained and stayed inside the place of God's glory. I want that testimony. No matter who comes or who goes, I want to stay in the church. Ooh, hallelujah. You know, one of the surest ways to stay in the church is to be the church. We probably would have to worry less about staying in the church if we focused on being the church. And it's going to look like all kind of different things. We're not limited. We're not going to be restricted. You know what I mean? Can I only be the church if I speak in tongues? That's part of it. But that's not the only way. We're not restricted to being the church just when we're here. But there's going to be a chance to give. Sister Holman expressed so much appreciation for the giving of this church. And others have done the same. And we were able to bless many, many families. One of our greater benevolence offerings this year, and then Christmas for Christ, you're giving. We're blessing others. We're blessing outside of these walls. We're blessing. That's just a part of being the church. That's what it is. We call it giving. We call it offerings. We call it benevolence. We call it prayer. We call it fasting. But really, it's just being the church. So when we go into our tomorrow, even before that, we're the church at home. You know, God's our Father. This is for us married folks here. God's our Father. He's also our father-in-law. I'm married to one of his daughters. You don't want to get in trouble with father-in-laws. We're the church at home. The church on the job. It's not compartmentalized. I want us, first of all, if you would, because you're appreciative, would you just focus right now? Don't get distracted, but engage and connect right now. And thank God for allowing us to be a part, allowing you to be a part of the church. Just give him thanks right now. Just focus. God, however that journey looked, whatever that took, for me it was through my parents, God, that raised me, brought me to a church. I want to thank you for that, Lord. I want to thank you for that. But they couldn't get my experience for me. I had to make a personal commitment myself. I had to have a personal experience myself. Whoa, thank you for the church. Thank you for allowing me to be baptized by that same one Spirit into the body. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you now, Lord. Now in with that thanksgiving, would you pray again, God, help me to be the church. Everybody make a personal altar right where you are. Make a personal commitment right where you're standing, God. Help me, Lord. Help me to see every opportunity to be the church. Help me to see every time I can be a reflection of you and your body. Help me, oh Lord, to be so sensitive that I will reach like you intend the church to reach. God, that I will speak and that I will behave and I will act as you would have your body to respond. Oh God, thank you, Lord. You're the head of this body. Oh Lord, and the signals that are sent from you, God, help us as the body to respond, oh God, to respond, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, yes, help us to respond. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If the natural body that he used as an analogy fails to respond to the signal that's sent from the head, the brain, then that's a diagnosis that something is amiss and wrong. And so the same would be true in the spiritual body. He's the head. In most cases, we don't have to wonder what he wants. Here it is, right here. Here it is, his thoughts, his wishes, his will, his priorities, his values, right there in the Word of God. And then we get his voice as we talk to him and pray. Thank you for being the church. This isn't a new thing for APC, but it was time, evidently, that God felt like it's time just to put the highlighter on it. In fact, I brought out here the 25th anniversary book of this church and the services that were held in 1960 when this church was just 25 years old. And in it, Pastor Branding and others were writing and talking about being the church. All that that entails. Thank God for the God of the church and for the church that this God built and made. Well, thanks to all of you who have joined us online. Agree with us. And you are a part of us. And God bless you for your faithfulness. And I agree with Brother Andrew. We are so glad to have the Outlet Student Ministry here in service with us tonight. Thank God. Brother Brad expressed appreciation far the leadership generation and the older generations, but we thank God for our young people. Church, give our young people a break. I thank God for them. I thank God for the oncoming generations. God bless you.